The Lord's blessing is truly with us, YouTube family. Today is July the 30th, 2015. So the Lord had a teaching about communion today. And before I start to share with you what he had to say, I would ask that we don't get into any strife or fighting or disagreement about who's got the best communion and what's valid, what's not valid, and pagan worship and what is not. I mean, all of that is abhorrent to the Lord. He just has a simple message for his bride today, and it's about you receiving communion. It's very, very important to him, especially as our environment grows darker and darker. You need to be strengthened more and more. And I'd like to say that in my life, receiving communion every day has been a tremendous strength for me and a pivotal point in my conversion to the Lord. Even Smith Wigglesworth, a great revivalist, received communion every day. What a great testimony. So this is a way that he wants to manifest to us and to strengthen his bride for the journey and to be one with her physically is through communion. So I'll go ahead and read the message to you. The Lord said, I want to talk to you about communion. And I replied, oh boy, that's a touchy subject. Kind of a no-go zone, isn't it? Since so many are at odds about what communion truly is. And the Lord replied, haven't I made myself perfectly clear on this? At the very least, 7 times in the scriptures. If you believe in your heart and confess with your lips, in all sincerity, I will be present to you in a miraculous way in communion. This is my provided way for the times you live in. And when he said that, I sensed what he was saying. This is not my ideal way, but this is the way I'm providing for you. Because the times are so evil. Anyway, he continued, I have already provided the scriptures to convince any skeptic that I am truly present in the bread and wine. It may look like bread and wine, but nonetheless, I have chosen to be there with you, that you might be nourished for the journey. John 6:56, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. And I'm going to be quoting from the 6th chapter of John quite a bit because he did in the message. But I wanted to give you the address of the scripture so you could check it out for yourself. He continued, there's absolutely no sense in arguing about the way different faiths approach the communion table. This channel is not for that purpose. But all Christian faiths are agreed that I have declared this is my body and my blood. Their particular way of approaching the communion table may be different, though. But you, my bride, must be nourished on my body and my blood as well. This is our point of physical union. The bread becomes a part of you physically, and because of that, you and I become one. You are fruitful and bear spiritual children, as well as being strengthened for the journey. If you are from a liturgical church and receive communion from a priest, make sure to reinforce the words, truly, Jesus, this is your body, and truly, this is your blood. In this way, any lack of intention due to the destruction of the church and the faith from the inside out will be accounted for and made up for in your confession. Yes, you will repair for any lack of faith by your deep reverence and faith proclamation in your heart. I will honor the sincere prayer of faith. And I think what the Lord is alluding to here is that in this day and age, there's so many different kinds of ministers and priests who, when they say, this is your body and your blood, they don't really mean it. They don't really believe it. And what the Lord is saying is that your confession of faith, that it truly is his body and blood, will make up for the difference of their lack of faith. May I say I always honor the sincere prayer of faith, although I might not always answer it the way you wish, but in matters of communion, I will. Not all of you will agree with me. You have the right to disagree, but I would ask you to consider that these times in which you live, what seems to be the truth on the outside is sometimes lacking in internal form, and this is to be considered in any church you receive communion. It is a mystery of redemption and salvation, sanctifying you for all eternity. And then he quoted from John 6:53, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." I want each of you to design your own communion service using the Last Supper as your guide. To the degree that you believe, to that degree I will be present to you. And may I say also as an aside, I think if you really believe it is the body and blood of Jesus, that you ought to dispose of whatever is left over very respectfully, rinse it off and put it in a plant, dissolve it in water and then pour it into a plant or somewhere where it won't be tread upon. Certainly don't feed it to the birds. Dispose of it very, very respectfully, and not putting it down the drain, but pouring it on a plant or someplace special. He continued, "As things become darker and darker, I want to strengthen you completely in every possible way. The redemption of my body and blood is one of the many ways, but profoundly important to me. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." For those of you who come from a tradition, continue to receive communion as you do. But if that should ever be brought to an end through persecution, have your own private service in reverence and faith, and I will be present to you in a special way. For those of you who come from a tradition, continue to receive communion as you do. But if that should ever be brought to an end through persecution, have your own private service in reverence and faith, and I will be present to you in a special way. I long to be received into the heart of my bride. I long to share this communion with you. I long that we should be one in every possible way. Do not deny me access to your bodies through communion. Do not abstain from receiving me because you have fallen. It is the sick that need communion the most. First, confess to me what you've done, sincerely, from the heart, repenting, and then you may receive. I want you to follow the conviction of your hearts. If you receive from a priest, continue to receive, remembering to confess in faith my presence. If you receive at a non-liturgical church, continue to do so as long as your conscience bears witness, but be sure to confess in faith my presence. There's so much that many denominations teach that is error. And because of men's egos, the truth for now shall only be known in heaven. Do not let a religious spirit dominate your thinking on this. Do not bicker over traditions. May I say I hate your bickering. It is filthy vomit in my eyes. Do you know it is better to be silent and maintain the bond of brotherhood and love than to dissemble and contend with one another? What was ever accomplished by that but enmity? For your information, I will reveal truth to you in your conscience. but you are not to force it upon anyone else and say, I am of Paul, his way is better, or I am of Peter, no, his way is better. Do you see how foolish you are in the sight of the angels? Rather pray for one another, that the truth will prevail, and the rest I shall do in my own timing. In the meantime, love one another as I have loved you.